Welcome to the show. This is the Soul Therapy segment on the chat station. And I go by the name of Adele Blessing, your radio girlfriend. I've missed you. Trust me. From the bottom of my heart. I sure did miss you. And I brought someone for you. Yeah. And also for myself. I didn't want to be alone tonight. I was like, okay. No pride in here. I
hate being around. Breathe? How are you going to breathe without me, darling?
You're not Elon Musk.
I just...
He's not here.
No, he's not here.
That's the thing. I am cool with long distance relationships.
No, but how do you breathe? How do you cope when
without
the weather's so cold? You know,
just stare at his pictures and I'm
so
good.
Now you need the real deal. The real deal.
Anyway, you're listening to Gbenga Oreshego, my unofficial radio boyfriend.
You just have to love.
Can you just rest? Anyway, how are you doing, Benga?
I'm doing good. My day was good. I made one stew today.
It was good. Can we drive to your place after work?
No.
Just saying.
I don't want you to propose to me because if you taste it, you just go on one knee and say, Benga, please.
Benga, let me pay your groom price. Was it peppery?
I'm a Yoruba boy, you know how.
Benga, don't worry. After the show, we'll just drive down to your place. I don't know how you're gonna do it, but you have to be here too.
No, because
you just have to.
If you, like I told you,
I'm not begging you for food, though.
Like I said,
I want to pay you a visit because of stew?
I'm saying it in front of Lee.
Who said I want to pay you a visit because of?
If you taste it,
yeah,
you might want to propose to me. Just go on one knee and say, Benga, please.
I have people already.
Yeah, but that's why I said, if you taste it,
you think it's so good
and just be like, Benga, kneel down.
Ow.
You just kneel down and just do the next thing. True story, though.
Anyway,
lady has done that to me before.
People that actually do know how to cook, I don't think they come on national radio to announce anything.
I'm good like that.
They know that they're good and
good
they just keep it moving.
But for you to be here
and you're making this announcement and even saying someone is going to propose after testing it, I am scared. I'm worried.
Like I put something inside.
Not that. Like, you made poison. But it's all good. I mean, how are you? How are you holding up? How are you feeling? Not you, Benga. I'm talking to you. Listen to us right now. What's been going on? Couple of persons are under the weather. Some people are sick.
Yeah.
And I just want to know how you are holding up. Are you okay? Yeah, I always ask this. Mentally, emotionally, physically, financially.
Very key.
Are you okay? And of course, we have our ritual. Not the other one you're thinking of, but hey, it's our culture, right? We always talk about our weekends and mine was good. I had less sleep this weekend. I was everywhere in Lagos. Yes.
What is that name you always call me?
So whenever I hit Benga up and he's not around, I just call him Wakadupe and I keep it moving. So this weekend, I was everywhere. What I mean,
yeah,
everywhere in Lagos. So
you didn't call me though.
This weekend?
No, like Benga, alright, come, let's go out, you know.
I thought about it, but I wouldn't answer
because I was somewhere else.
Where were you?
I was somewhere else.
Where?
I was somewhere Lagos.
With who?
You know, people who love my presence, you know. They can't do without my presence, you know.
Benga Oreshego.
But my weekend was fun, though. It was really fun.
What did you do?
It was fun.
I went for events. And if you follow me on Instagram, you get to know what I'm talking about. I try my best to update you. So, you keep tabs on me. You know, yesterday, Adele Blessing was here.
Yeah.
2 days ago, she was here. Today, she's currently... You know, I do that. I carry you along. But Benga, all these private people, tell us, where were you?
I went out. I went to see a friend. And also a friend's boss.
Okay.
And while I was about leaving, I said, no, Benga, don't go yet. Okay, we have something prepared for you at the bar, you know, the club. And it was just like a mini club. And I don't think I've ever danced like that before. My dance is horrible. Yes,
and I did not say anything. And
I don't know how to dance.
I just chuckled.
But you know, the owner of the place had to say, "Binga, feel free, do your thing." And wow, my God, like it was good. I burnt a whole lot of calories, and you can say I look really fit.
You were recorded. See.
Nah. No phones. That could ruin my image.
You finally went to the party with that phone. And I remember we had this topic and you're like, no way.
But it was It was fun. Yeah, can't you see that I look a bit fit? You know, I think I lost a whole lot of calories.
You did not. You did, and you got back, you made a stew.
But really, my weekend was fun. My weekend was fun.
Okay.
And to those who didn't have a good weekend, let's just talk about this.
Of course. Tell us what's been going on with you. Did you travel? Some people are very good at not spending Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night at their personal houses. There's nothing bad. I mean, if you have good companies. Oh, by the way, I think I went to see a friend of mine as well on Saturday. Yeah, was it Saturday? Yeah, Saturday.
Yeah, I think I saw your status on Saturday.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Benga, why are you monitoring me?
It's, oh my
why?
God.
Anyway, I went to spend time with this very good girl of mine. I just some people start thinking, oh, I don't want to see, it wasn't a man, it was a girl.
Nah, that doesn't visit men.
Tell them.
And that doesn't.
I only visit my father.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's been a long time anyway.
Yeah.
So, I was there, went to a couple of places. Amazing stuff we did together. I saw movies, great movies, and what else? I ate a lot. What I mean, food. Ah.
Oh. What do you mean food? You mean meat, right?
Can I?
Is that what you're saying?
I feel like going back to yesterday. Or 2 days ago. Today's Monday. Anyway, enough of Ada and Benga.
Yeah,
heat us up. Let's talk. Tell us about your weekend and, of course, about yourself. How are you doing? Basically, mentally, financially, emotionally, are you okay?
Academically.
What? Okay. What's that thing that is troubling your heart right now? And if you're happy, please tell me. I really want to be happy all day long.
Yeah.
Tell me what exactly you're doing that is making you happy so I get to join you. Studio line is 0700-993-993-993. I'll take that again and slowly. 0700-993-993-993. My beautiful ladies, tell me. Did he come? I didn't say anything. The number to dial is 014-657-190. Why are you laughing, Benga? I just asked if he paid the... You need to clean your mindset. You honestly need to clean your mindset. The number once again is 014-657-190. And the WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Did he come? Was he okay?
Who is coming?
All right, let's talk. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, comrade.
Comrade,
good morning.
Ona, good morning, though.
Yeah, good morning.
I want to tell you what happened for my weekend, though.
Oh, yeah, tell us.
The first angry weekend was when I did not see CCOK for on Friday. Music and moments, I did not see.
Wow.
Ona. I don't see in the night, which is only come on Friday. I can't divest. I carry the anger enter my club, Communist Club meeting.
Child.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, we're with you.
So, our welfare officer went this afternoon. You know, I don't already take 7 bottles. Give me another 1 bottle. And I started shouting.
You took 7 bottles?
I can't divest. Talk. So, I can't tell myself I won't fight. And before you know it, I don't come out to my clothes. We only bust us.
Ah.
And I don't know if the best way I fight for himself, I know well. When the man come in, I say, one break bottle, I am a control. I say, anybody show to that extent now.
Comrade.
Me, I say, what the hell? I call the beggar before they go break my head.
Comrade.
I vest.
Comrade, get to go.
I'm grand. I didn't hear you.
Where you put 7 bottles of drink? Where you drink and put?
I said, I drink one carton. I thought they drink 15 bottles. I know they talk a lot. I know the pastor. I didn't talk with them. I drink.
Wow.
Ah. But I don't want to talk the brand for you. Make nobody outside and get them.
I beg no talk. But one carton, and you see road go house. You feel waka.
Hey!
You did
make
try.
I tell you what they do. Make I come. Make I tell you one secret. I go carry salt to put for my socks, or I go drink 3 tablets of. Is it 3 capsules or tablet? Correct me now.
It depends on what you're taking. We have capsules. We have tablets.
So I go drink 3 tablets.
Okay.
We carry salt to put for my socks. We put it for my shoes. They no go no say. The salt go the massage. And they
which,
the
which
can the
believe,
content
which
of the drink.
Can believe it? You put drink for belly. Now salt will day your leg. They can't walk. How? I don't get the logic.
Maybe you won't start doubting me again. Say, oh, did you know there? I don't tell you my own. Did you make you know that to me? Oh.
How you go drink put for belly? Now feet they can't do the magic. How?
Ada, let me tell you. Now, so you know, so during that time, I tell you, say, I can go competition of Israel belly. I can even go competition of drinking 3 cartons.
Okay.
So help me now so that I make a competition for Lagos.
No, we go do that first competition. Wait till you say we could do again.
Nobody
understand. Hold on. Nobody everybody understand Igbo. So, Ivevele.
Ivevele means.
It's 20 plus 12. You can.
Yeah, you
can
talk about it.
I say sucking the edge. That is the clitoris now.
Mm-mm.
Okay, we go do the competition.
Veteran.
Okay. Nobody only competition. How much are we winning?
Oh, you all win money.
No, I don't go win money.
We just enough for fun.
I go both way from here to Ireland. No, I don't go win money. I come Lagos to come and look at the Manda Bridge. Get a bridge. I don't go win money. The one I share last year, 10th anniversary. When I gave me come on the touch card,
you know, go owner. On the website, go do a thing. We say, make you.
I see the first one. Make a talk and treat him.
Comedy Ketchuku, the even relevant. Amazing. Hello? So sorry about that. Call back if that was your time check. It's 21 minutes gone past 12. This is a Soul Therapy segment on the chart station with Ada Blessing and Benga. Hello?
Hello. Good morning, Ada.
Good morning, Henry.
Yeah. This is Henry.
Welcome, Henry. Hi, Shomolu.
Yeah. You just calm and cool.
Okay.
Yes, well, about my weekend, just, in fact, I had enough rest. Yes, I was just I realized that I was kind of being diagnosed of stress.
Okay.
So, you know, before I used to feel like stress is just normal, but I later found out that stress is something anyone should try to run away from.
Exactly.
The symptoms, if I how its effect, the effect is just so bad, but thank God I diagnosed it on time. And
okay,
yeah, because I know I've been mentally going through a lot and all of those stuff. But just use this weekend to rest very well, slept, I just sleep, wake up, eat, and that was just basically how I spent my weekend. So.
For real. Were you bored? Were you bored?
Was I bored?
Not really. All right, that's amazing.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for calling, Henry.
Yeah.
All right. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Anybody home? Okay, you have to call back then. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Please turn off your radio. Turn it off. Hello?
Good morning.
Oh.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
How is work today?
I thank goodness.
How was your weekend, Benga? How are you?
Yeah, good morning.
Weekend was amazing.
Sunday, California show day.
Sunday. That's
me. Yeah, that was our topic today. I just entire room now, so I just on my radio. Let me just call. What is our topic today?
Okay, we're yet to talk about that. We are just asking you about your weekend and if you're okay.
All right, that is nice. Well, my weekend was good, Sha, but I didn't go anywhere. I just stay south. I don't even go to church. So. I don't go anywhere, yeah.
You just didn't say house. They do it in exactly.
What I want to do, I just need sleep now, no work now. What do go do?
Just the sleep. Yeah. You know, go work out, Abby.
Ah, I know to go out, I see you know how my aunt carry me go now. I didn't forget. I didn't tell you that I beat you, I said now.
Oh, yeah, you said so.
Yeah, that is right. So, even Pesue go carry me, I don't go church, I didn't bark here, but a guy, Pesue, they can't carry me go church. In no see fine, so, and I know get transport to go. I just say, okay, my cook will be out. God knows, it's not for me.
I know. I feel you. It's okay.
I just say, let me hear from you people.
Thank you so much.
I think you have forgotten in my... This thing, Ada.
No, I haven't.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Please. Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Hello?
Hello, Ada.
Yes, hello.
Hello, good evening.
Hello, good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Oh, yes. Sorry, good morning, Rada.
It's
Gwinga, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
How was your weekend now?
It was good. Really good.
Okay, so my name is MTBK. I'm calling you from Suleri.
All right, welcome, okay. My dear. Talk to us.
Okay, so Ada, my weekend was fantastic. Even on Saturday, I walked out. I went to National Stadium.
Okay. Are you there? Hello? Oh, dear. So sorry about that. So please give us a call back if that was you. Still line 0700-993-993-993. Hello? Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning, Inka. Good morning, welcome.
Well, I thought that was Moya.
I thought so too.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
My weekend was cool.
Okay.
I was able to talk to someone. Because I've been feeling somehow lately. So I say I'm going to the place of the issue, so I'm able to talk to someone.
You were feeling down and you were able to talk to someone. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you said you were feeling down and you were able to talk to someone.
Not down like that. Like, I lost my dad.
Oh, you lost someone.
I lost my dad years.
You lost who?
My dad some years back. And I lost.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I don't know. That's a moment thinking clearly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm actually facing again. But I was able to talk to someone. I think he can talk to someone.
Was the person able to help?
She actually did help me. And she never told me to see a therapist.
Okay, that's a good one.
Which I'm thinking I might. I don't know.
I haven't.
I was just going to Saturday night to Sunday, like after church. I'm just at home. So, not bad, dude. Even just my weekend was awesome a little.
Oh, okay. Please take it easy, moments like that, they do happen, but what's key is how we manage the situations.
Exactly.
Okay, please take it easy. Okay. People are really going through stuff right now, that I know.
There's so many things that happened. I just got reminded of something right now on Twitter about a guy who was burnt to death. We don't know the details yet. This guy is a sound engineer and these are Okada men. We heard that it was because of transport fare. And
really?
You know, transport fare. But it will be on the news tomorrow, basically. It will be on the news tomorrow. Right here in Lagos. Well,
wow. Anyway,
the weekend was just full of, ups and downs, ups and downs. But we're here to talk about it.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Hello. Okay, give us a call back if that was you. And if the phone lines are beginning to act up, please just tell us a WhatsApp number.
This message, this one says, good morning, Ada and Binga. My name is Rex, reaching you from Festac. My weekend was so stress-filled as my boss forced me to work overtime yesterday and today. There was no fun for me at all. Secondly, Ada, something is making me angry. Was last week my company sent us to a clinic for all staff medical examination, usually done every 6 months. Ada, would you believe that the nurses and lab attendants were collecting bribe from us in order to certify you medically fit in your medical reports?
Are you serious?
His name is Rex.
Whoa. Did you the report to your boss? Or like your head money or something?
Just so that they will certify them fit.
That's serious.
Now, who is to blame here? Is it the one who is collecting the money? Or who is giving the money? They are both guilty here. Because some people who medically you're not supposed to be there. For a company to say that go do your test, it shows that they care about you.
Yeah.
To know that are you fit
for this job?
Let's say it's a job that requires, you know, different gases and all of it, and you're asthmatic. You know, it's suicidal. If someone who has blood pressure and all of it, and the work would, you know, stress you physically, and you do that, it's suicidal. And yet some people start cutting corners, you know, pay bribes.
Now, when something goes wrong, who do we blame? We'll not blame the company.
Oh, the company is bad.
Employing people that are not medically fit and then stressing people or overstressing people.
But I would advise Rex to just call them out, all right?
I don't think it's something that he'd be able to do alone. I think he should just report to his immediate boss and then just let them know what's happening.
Yes.
I think so.
Although, fine, heads will roll. Will roll, obviously. And also, you know what they say about snitches, though? Except if the boss would be smart enough to keep it confidential.
True that.
Yeah.
Or some companies, they have this, what's it called?
Suggestion box. Yeah. That's how confidential are those suggestion boxes?
You're not going to put your name.
And I hope there are no cameras there watching you when you drop your stuff there, because
another angle, yeah.
You know, because some companies will put the suggestion box at the reception where you have cameras. What's that? What's the confidentiality there? But that is just the truth. I hope the company will just be smart enough to be confidential and like, okay, you know.
Oh, wow.
That's sad. That's sad. And suicidal.
For real. Okay, sorry about that. Call back if that was you. Oh, wow. We have 28 more minutes before it hit 1 o'clock. So I think at this point, we just have to listen to a song by Janet Eicher featuring Kendrick Lamar. This one is called Stay Ready. What a life. Enjoy this amazing piece, because when we get back, we'll be talking about our day's topic, which is about infertility. Yes, we'll be right back. WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. And ladies, to be a part of this, dial the number 014-657-190. Would you marry someone who cannot have children but is wonderful in every other way? Let's talk. Hello? Hello?
Hey, Ada.
Yes, good morning.
Now that bust my head again. How far now?
We're good. What's your name?
The Melody. Melody for Pedro Barak.
Melody, you're welcome. We will talk.
How far now?
Fine.
You see this matter, say they're bold and everything. If I tell you story, and then you'll be shocked.
Tell us a story, but keep on brief.
My boss, you.
But keep on short. Oh, yeah, make it.
I'll share a short now. You know, say 1990, when I get all big baby salon for war movie.
Okay.
You know, you get one of this military man, they carry his daughter, come by a salon, called Babe. They call her Stella Yua.
Okay.
You know? So the guy fall in love with me, but my guy warned me, so he come, man. He said, no, go fall in love with this girl, the babe. The baby, Papa, na Amu.
Mm.
I can't go, the cost of the shot.
Yeah.
I can't enter portal court. I can't form like an uncle.
Oh, wow.
Form like an uncle, everything. Form senior brother. Move the babe come outside. When the girl can't get belly, I say, Amu, find me, enter world. Like I said, I see the fly. The girl, the belle, go UK.
Okay.
But today, the boy, they love it, they all know. But the boy, he knows 3 years. So why? I just want to call because I see that you give me time.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But today, I get picking.
Okay.
And the picking don't really find out, say, if you want an Asian guy, man, fine boy.
Mm.
You know? And that beg, give me the photo that we will talk. Why not talk too much?
No problem. Mm. Thanks for calling. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning.
Is this Moyo?
Yeah, good morning.
Hey, sexy wow, Moyo.
She's speaking loud. Moyo, I can hear you.
Well, you're welcome.
Good morning, green girl.
How are you?
Hello?
We can hear you, Moyo. Talk to us.
I'm good. Nice book.
Everything is good.
The topic.
Yeah.
For me, there's nothing wrong now. We can only adopt a child now.
Okay.
Yeah, for me, I think I have a friend. She said she don't want to give it. Either she's married, she's going to adopt.
Okay. So I mean, it's not about your friend. It's not about them.
I mean
it's not about me.
There's nothing wrong. But you know, African mentality is that if you don't have a child, yeah, this, that. But for me, there's nothing wrong. If only you have a child and take care of the child, there's nothing wrong with that.
Moyo, are you there?
I'm here.
Would you marry someone who cannot have children, but is good?
Why not?
So good. You can. You're sure.
Why not?
As an African woman that you are, you're not going to feel...
I don't think I'm serious. Oh my life, taking as a modern African woman, I'm serious. What I think? I don't think because if I take it as an African woman, no. But for me, I can marry a person. What is wrong with that? Nothing. Only have to be tight. It's not saying that kind of idea that if you don't have a child, if it's that who is going to take care of you when you die, who goes to use African mentality? It's not that because you pick up this child.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, can you guys hear me now?
Yeah, we can.
Everybody that's saying it, I don't want to fan.
Moyo, calm down. We can hear you.
Being to that.
Oh,
and I have to call you guys. But people don't understand. Most of the time, maybe I'll be down, but I want to talk to you guys.
Oh,
so that's the reason why.
We appreciate it, but it's really nice getting to talk, you know, hear you talk this way. It's nice.
It's not every time. Sometimes you have to be.
She said it's not every time.
Like watched last week. I was somehow down, but I just had to call you guys.
Oh.
My voice was somehow low. I'm trying to just get back to just to call you guys.
Mm.
So that is why.
Thank you so much for calling.
When I'm down sometimes, my voice
belly.
Don't happen to me. That is why I'm just trying to just call you guys just to make myself happy. So that is why.
It's okay.
All right.
Thank you, my love. Thanks for calling. Hello? All right. Sorry about that. Call back if that was you. Hello, good morning. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Please turn off your radio. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, dear. Hello? Hello? Okay. Hello?
And I'm blessing. What's
yes,
up?
Yes, my dear.
Oh, what's up? How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Hi, Venga.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome. Okay, and I'm blessing.
Yes, dear. Oh, blessing. Blessing, do also call back if you can. By the way, Benga, Blessing said whenever she returns, she's going to invite me over for a lunch date. Just me. Yeah, hello.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, this is Henry.
Henry, welcome.
Yeah. This topic is a very critical one. Like,
I know.
I had to give it a very deep thought before that I called it.
Exactly what I've been asking Benga. Are you sure?
Yeah, like, yes, it's not as straightforward as yes or no, this and that, you know. So, because, you know, when you are married,
mm-hmm.
somehow, you are not the only one in that relationship.
Mm. Yeah.
She has family, you have family, all of those things.
Absolutely.
So, it's a very difficult place to be, but if, to me, my decision on that is that if, we, let's say when we met, she didn't have that condition. Like, I know she could give birth and all those things, but maybe along the line, something happened. We get.
Mm-hmm.
So, maybe something happened, the health, let's say life happened, or any health issue happened. And it resulted that, okay, she's not, she cannot give birth again. Then we can consider adoption at that point. But if it's that, like, you just met her, you know, nothing, you don't know her history, you don't know what she has done in the past or something, and you find that she cannot be bad just like that.
Yeah.
I cannot continue with that.
Really?
Yes, I cannot continue, but if we've been in the relationship before, maybe one situation or the other happened and it happened that she can no longer be there, then, you know, we can still go on. So, but if I didn't know her before and we just met and, you know, first time, you know, I just noticed that she cannot give birth to me. I can't control. That's my take.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Oh, wow. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, good evening.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry, good morning.
It's fine, good morning. What's your name?
My name is Albert.
Albert, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from CMS, Marina.
Okay, welcome.
Sorry?
Welcome, talk to us.
I'm good.
We can hear you.
How are you?
We're good. Oh, dear. Hello?
Ada Blessing, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
Welcome, Blessing. Hello? What's wrong with Blessing's line? Anyway, we're talking about what Nollywood actress Nseh Igbetum revealed to us over the weekend. And according to her, she felt inadequate when she discovered that she won't be able to have children. When asked if she was ashamed for not being able to have kids of her own, Nseh said, "Finding out I couldn't have children didn't make me feel ashamed. I felt inadequate. And for now, my husband and I were not open to adoption. We are just dog parents." Imagine marrying someone who tells you, "I can't have kids, but let's just get a dog, maybe two dogs, and be dog parents." Yeah, we'll probably give one Choo Choo and the other Benga. Like,
no, why yeah. dogs? Why can't we adopt?
To just own something, you know. Okay,
no, why can't you adopt?
You have something you were taking care of.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes, Blessing.
The network is frustrating.
Hello.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay. Ada, the condition that will make me to marry a guy that can bear a children is this. the guy, if the guy is very, very rich.
Okay.
If the guy is very, as in rich, oh, not that I have one build, I have two build, no. As in very, very rich. Okay, I will agree. Because I will use that money to train people, children.
Oh.
In the time of our old age, the children will take care of us.
Oh, wow.
If the person is not all that rich, I will not like that because I love children.
Mm.
Even in 2016, I taught two children and they are still with me up to now. Even if I travel, they are always my grandma, my grandmom. I got children from motherless baby home and they are with me today. For me, I love children.
Mm.
Anything that will make me to marry a guy that can't bear children, oh, more, you must be rich. Oh.
Are you for
it's
real?
Not, no way. I did tell you, you must be rich. As if I want to travel, I will go with your family debt. You must really done. Not say I have to do that, I have to do this. Really rich. That we use the money to train many children as I can. Uh-huh. If not, no, no, no way. Thank you.
All right, blessing. Thanks for calling. Wow. Hello? Hello?
Hello, Ada, bless you.
Yes, please. Good morning. Hello, we can't hear you.
Okay, I can hear you. I can hear you. Can you hear me now?
Okay, much better. Yes.
I can hear you. Can you hear me now?
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay. The matter is not more something, but it's pretty straightforward. I've been thinking about what you guys have been saying, and I'm asking myself, how will I be in a marriage where suddenly it is being revealed that my wife cannot give birth or is incapable of giving birth because of one condition or the other? Now, the question is the condition something that is a new development, something that just happens to be a sickness or something that is hereditary or something like that, you know, the condition she has a medical history about?
Now, here's the thing. Some people actually have medical conditions that they don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Now, there are some medical conditions that have the medical history that somebody has been having, but nobody or no right hospital has been able to point that this particular thing has eventually caused or can cause you not to give birth, which is the current case. That's different. It's just a medical history that can lead to the fact that it has affected her from giving birth. But to the best of my knowledge, I also know, on the other hand, that any complication that can lead to you not giving birth is a complication that you will know there and then. That this complication I have or I had in this past 1 week, they will tell you that, madam, sister, auntie, this complication you had, though they have skipped you off or done that or there, we are starting to inform you that you are most likely not going to be able to give birth. They will tell you at the point of that complication. So the question that arises is that if it is a complication that arises that caused that, did she have the complication while I was married to her? Or she had complications before I met her? And if that complication before I met her, which means she has been pre-informed that she will not be able to give birth. So you can't now come when we are married and now be suddenly revealing or... Have you known about, did you have a complication before we met that you knew or you were told you can't give birth and you did not disclose it till now another medical firm is disclosing it? Are you acting like you don't know or you have always known? Because if you have known when you had the complication that is the resulting effect is that you can't give birth and I don't know about it, that's a tiebreaker. Or is it a deal breaker, not time breaker? That's a deal breaker. In fact, the deal is going to shatter, not just for breaking.
Wow.
Yeah, is that what are you worried about? you eat something for me. Wow, wow. It's only wow. It's wow detergent.
Ah.
Bye-bye.
It's okay. Thanks for calling. Let's see if we can squeeze in some WhatsApp messages. We have this one here. Good morning, Ada and Oreshagun. Analysis is wrong. I pray no one of... Okay. Good morning, Ada. That Oreshagun analysis is wrong. I pray no one informs Oreshagun's parents about his statement tonight on radio that kids are not that kids are not so much important. Okay, Kenny from Lekki. My name is Kingsley from Mwe. I think the society we're in here in Africa is set up to stereotype a couple if they aren't having children. At the long run, as a couple, you might be fine, but the stigma that comes with it is... Okay, the stigma that comes with it, trust me, won't help the married couple without children mentally. Our society and culture is ready to accommodate people with such mentality. I am married with kids, but personally, I don't think I can marry a woman who can give birth if I know before we start a relationship. Okay. All right then. 0700-993-993-993. 15 minutes gone past 1. And I am asking, is there something you think you want to do? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. Is this Oluwa Darlington?
Yeah, this is Darlington calling from Bukami.
Welcome, Darlington.
Yeah, welcome. Yeah, quickly, let me just go to you. The thing is like that. The two things will...
Yeah?
My one is a question. What is the essence of we getting married?
People marry for different reasons. Companionship.
There must be, yeah?
Some people marry for companionship.
For what? What is the essence of you getting married? Is it for children or you want to...
That's what I'm saying. People marry for different reasons. So...
Okay, oh. The thing is like... If I cannot marry a kid, then I know she has issue before getting married. But if I marry her...
Okay.
In my house... And one thing of it is due to health condition. That one not the issue now. I can stay like that, no picking I trust. Because I know it's under my own roof.
Okay.
That's that issue. But outside my roof, before I marry you, you don't tell me to fear to be. To be sincere, I won't lie to you, I will not go. Because in me, to get married to me, I don't count it as marriage. They got children just because they cannot be alone. You get it. To me, marriage, I don't count it as marriage to compose to have children. But just to say, ah, this guy get what? I mean, guy look responsible. So I solve the issue of it. You understand?
Yeah.
Because it happens to everybody, even me. Because it was on yesterday, today, Sunday, or Saturday, Monday. They want to get myself. For me, they don't place call for you. I'll come an alpha and say, I'll go do tests with CID. And that's what it's supposed to be. So, boy, we are not counting on anything. No. It must come because God knows it will come. You understand?
Yeah.
But I'm happy. They are not going to be, no. I can. It will be in my house. It's a health issue. Except outside my house, but I know the new.
Okay.
Yeah, well, let me just allow some other people to call. My regards to Mr. Benga.
Okay, most definitely. Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah.
All right. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, fine.
Okay. What's your name?
My name is Godwin.
Godwin, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Yaba.
Go ahead, talk to us.
Please, I just want to ask you one question.
Okay.
What is the primary purpose of marriage?
The primary purpose of marriage? I can't really tell you it's this one because it might be for me, but not for the other person. Yeah.
You know, marriage without a kid is just somebody.
The society is evolving. Back then, it used to be procreation. But now, some people just marry. Some people for companionship. And some people, they marry just to be together and then do business together. And some, they marry because they just find that person attractive and they want to have that person in their corner forever. And some, to have children. So, different people, different reasons. Some, they marry to actually get positions. Yeah, some people marry so as to be appointed elders in church. Some marry so as to travel.
But it's very difficult for a man to marry a woman and stay with the woman without a child. It's very difficult to. There will be no trust between them.
Really?
Because the child will be, you know, the child, if the woman want to do the man bad, you have to look the child. Can I only want to take care of this child? Or if the woman, vice versa. No, marriage without a kid is very bad. It's not good.
So you cannot?
No, I can't accommodate that.
For real?
I can't accommodate.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Wow. Said he can't accommodate that. So what if you marry this person and you adopt? Don't you think that's an option? Or you just feel, if it's not mine, then it's not mine. I have to, you know, get you pregnant. You have to carry the 9 months pregnancy. You have to give birth. Let me know that, oh, this child is mine. But an adopted child is still not mine. Are you in that school of thought or you're indifferent about the whole situation? Let's talk. Hello, good morning. Hello? Okay. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Fine.
Okay, what's
How's
your
work?
Name? I can't complain. I'm good.
Yeah, my name is Chibuze.
Chibuze, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Talk to us.
Concerning the matter.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot stay with a woman who cannot give me a child.
Why? What if you adopt?
Because that's the purpose of marrying a wife.
Oh, wow.
Because marriage without children, you won't be happy. And people will be making more crazy.
Why do you care about people? Why?
We are human beings. We are human beings. And we need to fulfill the purpose that God sent us on earth. God said it, go to the world and multiply.
Wait. And who said multiplication is just about you, you know, getting your wife pregnant? You can adopt a child, adopt children, and those kids will be yours.
No, when I know that I can give a woman pregnant, I just go to adopt. It cannot work.
It cannot work. So let's suppose if you're already married, yeah, and then she now falls ill, or she gets into that situation, like, oh, they have to take off her womb. What would you do? Marry someone else?
Hello, can you come up more? I'm not
Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello, I can hear you now.
Okay, I said, what if after a year of getting married, yeah? Maybe something goes wrong and they don't take off her womb. What would you do? Marry someone else?
As I married the woman, finish.
Yeah.
If something goes wrong, they remove the womb.
Mm-hmm. What would you do? You're not going to be with her. You marry someone else.
No, I would tell the woman, no, tell her, I want to get to her.
So you never loved her. You just married her for kids.
I don't marry because of we cannot have a child. I'm married for a child.
Wow.
I'm not close to that.
That's what I'm saying. You never loved her.
No, that I do not love her.
So?
I love her. So we have to understand ourselves.
Okay. Would you be cool?
I would tell her, I'll see me. I can see that she's a woman pregnant.
Wow.
So I cannot wait for whatever God replaced for me. So I need to...
All right, let me just put this to you. Would it be cool if tables were turned? Like, you are the one that, you know, was having the problem. Would it be cool with your wife telling you, I'll still be married to you, but can I get pregnant outside and bring you home?
Wait. If she knew that I have the problem,
yeah,
I would tell the wife.
No, she knows already.
I can get somebody else.
So you're really particular about children, irrespective of where they're coming from?
I mean, the child, so that we can feel happy. Whenever we sit together, we enjoy ourselves.
So children are the source of happiness?
Children is the happiness of the marriage now. Children is the happiness of the marriage.
Okay. All right, thanks for calling. Okay. Adobe, each time I listen to Nigeria Info, I've realized that Nigerians still have a long way to go. People think Nigeria is the world. They think Nigeria's term is universal. Muyi, New York City. Okay, Muyi, thanks for that, my dear. Like, sometimes I just...
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, Ada, what's up now? How are you doing?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I am fine, thank you. Good morning. What's your name?
Ada, what's up now? How are you doing? How are you doing?
Ada is fine. I can't complain. How are you?
I'm fine. Achike from first time. Oh, Benga.
Achike, welcome. Benga has gone.
Ada, is it not sad that a large majority of people only see women as layers? My own point of view that I have is that if you believe in God or something, and God gives you a choice of... To even serve God is optional. I don't believe any human being has the option to take choice from another person. So what I mean by that is that if it's the woman or the man that has a problem, from the onset, tell the person. I don't suspect the idea of mine on that lie, but be that as it may, for me, the essence of marriage for me is companionship, because on the issue of children, it's on the side of the woman, for example.
Yeah.
With each passing day, you have different advances. If it's the woman that has a problem, okay, you can go through surrogacy. Even of recent now, I don't know if you're hearing of the technology they are developing that they can now make sperm from skin of a person. So that means there will even be a stage it will reach people no longer marrying for children, because in Nigeria especially, or let me say it's African culture, just like children are like life insurance. If you say, you want to marry, I don't want children, people will be like, what if you get sick? What if you get...
Yay.
I want to bring this point, that you have a child and you train a child well, it is not a 100% guarantee that the child will turn out well.
Thank you.
If you even go through history in Rome, there are three best emperors we are adopted. They are worst ones we are born. So for me, my own problem is denying the person that choice. You cannot marry on that line. It's just like there was a time this kind of issue came out, I think, in Collins and Andrea's show. This one, I think it was the man that had the problem, and he knew. And all along, you are going with woman, you are going to church to pray, you are going to hospital, and you know you are the one that have the problem, and you are praying for a miracle. That's miracle under illusion. But in this African setting, I don't know, they see children as life insurance, but you should know what it should be for me. As it is, my own issue is that if you are going to marry somebody, let all the cards be on the table. It shouldn't be if the man has a problem, if the woman has a problem. Because as you said, the rules can reverse at any point, but marriage should not be just for children. That's just for me.
Right. Thank you very much for calling. Like, it's pretty saddening that people just feel, oh, okay, I am marrying this person, so I have children. I'm not saying kids are bad. I would love to have mine. But situations happen.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Good morning.
Good morning, my dear.
Is this Mr. Patrick? What's your name?
Chukwu from Ketu.
Oh, okay. Chukwu from Ketu. Welcome.
Yeah, I wanted to contribute my opinion.
Feel free.
You see, the essence of marriage is for bringing up children.
Okay.
But if I have got married and probably my wife died, I'm a divorcee or a widower, I can marry for companionship. So that's very good. But if I have not got an issue, probably I would like to, and I'm productive. Mm. I would like my children.
So wait, you meet this lady. You know that aside wanting kids, yeah, there are so many things we look out for in prospective partners before finally making them our life partners. So you meet this person that, you know, you just find attractive. She's okay. When I mean okay, everything you've been praying for in a woman, she has it. But just that she wouldn't be able to give you a child. What would you do?
I will discuss that I want to have another wife, a second wife. I will be our children. I will not go for adoption.
So you just marry that second wife that you don't love, just to give you children?
Yeah, I still love her. The Bible says I should love her too, but I will love the first one more than the second one. Because in my candid advice to my first wife, that you can't stay like this. And you know, there are no children, family, there is no happiness.
So you just go marry someone's daughter that you really don't love that much just to give you children. How would you feel if someone comes to marry your daughter? Or how would you feel if someone came to marry your daughter and he tells you, I really don't love your daughter. Like, I love my first wife, but I just want your daughter to give me children. When you hear people say things and do things, do you wear the shoes of these people?
I'm not under duress. I will try to convince her on the need to have issues. And I don't like adoption.
You
don't understand.
Like,
and this is not my fault. I believe she will cooperate with me. She will definitely cooperate with me to have another wife, another woman.
Wow.
And the woman, I asked her to look for that woman. I will bring to
you
family.
You subject her
to choose a woman.
Into looking for a woman for you. Like,
yes.
Do you know the torture you put her through? Seeing the man she loves ready to share what they have with some other person, and you're even asking her to be the one in search of this woman that will come sharing her happiness and joy. I can't deal.
I've seen where it happened.
So that you saw it.
The married several 21 years, no issue. So on the when they're discussing, the woman was asking the man, the woman asked the man to go and marry another one. So the woman said, you cannot marry because she can't share the love. Her love with another woman. They asked the woman to go and look for a lady, mature lady, that she will cooperate with her. And they did it, and they're living happily. They have three issues.
Okay, they're living happily. So you're using their lifestyle to case study. That it worked for them is going to work for you. That's what you adopt. It's all right. Thank you very much for calling.
Okay, it's a pleasure.
All right. I can't deal with Nigerians. No way. Ladies, I hope you're listening. You better have a life, create something for yourself, because it's pretty sad. Hello?
Hello? Hey, Ada.
Yes, please. Good morning.
Last thing, we got a problem for this country. Our problem, we not love women.
My
we just want to make use of them and dump them.
It's heartbreaking.
If marry like woman, I swear, no matter whether the woman born, she not born, I die, I swear. If you love woman from the depth of your heart, any idea, she like many now. And I feel me.
I do with you.
She like many now. People they bunch the food of a gutter, and other people they take the picking, they train them. Now you're picking me that.
Do you understand?
I don't know how they think. I don't know how they think. If they pay me, I say, men just they talk. I better leave me they talk, sha. If I like woman, I swear, whether she bone, she not bone. That love, not bones. You know, say if you enter altar, when it be the covenant for better, for worse,
okay,
for rich, and for poor, the head about sickness, he did was part.
Yeah.
Many people not know that covenant.
At all.
Within many people, they say, the woman get better, shape everything. That now, what they call domestic violence, what would they face now?
Hmm.
And that, man, men are like women, I swear. If men like women.
They do.
If men like women.
Not all, though.
You see?
Not all.
I say, Ada.
Yeah.
The covenant, if you enter water now, you know, say, Pastor will talk, say, Ada, you see me?
I am with you, I can hear you.
You see, the covenant of marriage,
okay.
Whether the woman born, she not born, the covenant of marriage is for richer or worse, if dead was part. If okay. A man like a woman, love. You know, when Bible talk about love, love goes a very long way. Love goes a long way, Adar. So, love, now something to say, if I talk about say, for God to love the world that he gave us. If God for heaven, he gave us his only begotten son, and man can carry his daughter, can give his daughter, whether she born, she not born, and that doesn't be an issue. As long as you love that woman,
yeah.
As long as you really love the woman from the depth of your heart, you find the woman, you see the woman. You know, say, it gets up 1970, men will see woman, there's a bit like give women.
So men,
I love you, this, that. You give woman shawarma, this, that. Most of them, they like give women. Yeah, my word, do. Okay. You know, so I'm not able to speak English too much. You know, so I'm not able to speak English, but as a real worry boy, I'm not going to speak English. Man, now this one I like.
Okay.
If man truly like woman, and picky or no picky, not the issue.
Okay.
You love the woman, you like the woman, whether na barrier, whether na anything, as long as you love the woman loves you from the depth of your heart. Any I be, now go feel them together.
Right.
I swear. Any I be, now feel them together. Adoption, now normal level. I get one of my friend, Harry.
All right, can you just keep it brief so we take other calls?
Okay, no, I don't know.
Yeah.
Pick another call. Man, if your matter, I'll see call you.
It's all right. Thanks for understanding. 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is the Soul Therapy segment. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Ada.
Yes, please. Good morning.
Good morning, Ada.
Welcome, Mr. Jeff.
Ada, mm-hmm. How was your weekend?
Awesome. Thanks for asking.
Ada.
Mm-hmm.
The weekend was terrible anyway. Let me just talk to the
what
topic.
Happened? Tell me.
Ada. Don't worry, I'll slide into your DM. I will just drop what I feel.
No problem.
You understand?
All right then. I'll wait for that. Okay, let's talk.
Ada?
Yeah.
For this issue, I will say, if I'm the only son, I will not. Because no matter how I try to corner it,
okay.
It won't be fair for me to deprive my parents what they will be craving for. So,
They brought you to the world to be the one to, you know, procreate and increase the population or what? It's not like at the end of the day, we're all not going to die. I mean, no one is living this world alive.
No matter as I try to call her it, it wouldn't be fair for me to just walk up and get married to that woman. And I know I'm the only son. Nah, I can't do that. But right now, I'm not the only son. So I'm free to do whatever I wish. Right now, I haven't tell my mom that if I do not get married, He has other sons. That is his business.
Oh, wow.
But if I'm the only son, I can't, because I'll be considerate about them, about their own feelings.
Mm.
But right now, fine, good, nice. I can do it without even feeling any remorse about it. You say, let us adopt, fine. Because I know what I'm walking into. I've already taken my decision that, okay, fine. I'm getting married to this woman. This is what I'm going to. So I'm fully confident that, okay, I decide on my own to enter into it. And for me personally, I would say, don't start what you cannot finish.
Okay.
So if I'll get into that kind of relationship, I know myself, so I know I will finish it. I'm the only son. You know, no for me.
All right, Jeff.
That's my own take.
Thank you very much for calling. It is 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is the Soul Therapy segment on the chart station. And I want us to listen to a song by Shalar Amar. This one is titled Still Believe. We'll be right back. Therapy segment on the chart station with Adele Blessing, your radio girlfriend. And we have just 3 more minutes before we call it a day. Welcome back to the show. So I am asking something pretty, I wanted to say simple, but it's not that simple, because in all honesty, I've been asking myself the same question, and yes, I'm going to admit I don't have an answer, because I've been thinking, okay, well, it's not about me. Would you marry someone who cannot have children but is wonderful in every other way? Remember that we are in an era where most people don't even know what love is. They know, but they don't even want to try. They don't want to experience it. They're just after what they can get. Oh, I am with this person because of this, because of that. Do you love this person unconditionally? Then you're like, oh, nah. Well, and then you now meet someone who loves you wholeheartedly, someone who's there and ready to be there. The person is just good, like good, but you get the news, oh, okay, I can't bear children. What would you do? Continue with the marriage, or you just back out? So your line is 0700-993-993-993. WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. We have this text here, but in Nigeria, you must get married, you must get Pekin. You don't want to get married, no wahala. You get married, no Pekin, another wahala. Now, what for us in Nigeria? Muyu from New York, okay? We're just making life too difficult for ourselves. Adele, honestly, life is too short. Please enjoy your life, people. Don't bother yourself about irrelevant things of life. If you can't have a child biologically, just adopt. Shikina. Okay. Okay. Did you send this today? I thought you guys are... Oh dear, okay. Yes, now, why not? Long as she fits, I agree, make we adopt, and in no affect our happiness. And we raise a child to be better citizen for the society. Abi, no be some give birth to kids we turn menace to our society, like terrorists and insurgents themselves. So why adoption be big deal when good parenting is all that matters? When I don't read my previous message based on how my weekend go. No vex. Elvin Craig, okay, thank you very much for writing us. We really do appreciate, and sorry about that. Well, I think, yeah, he made a whole lot of sense. I've been saying that. You're shouting, I want to have children, I want to have my own kids. What about the thieves we have out there? What about the rapist? What about the terrorist? Anyway, good morning, beautiful Adia, and nice to hear your voice. Oh dear. And nice to hear your voice once again. And for God's sake, this kind of scenario is hard to flow in Nigeria and Africa. Only minority of people will go ahead and do such things. For me, though, if I know about it from inception, I can go ahead to marry if the love is there. But at the same time, I'll be believing that he can conceive, or she can conceive, I beg your pardon. In other sense, I will keep doing it for a miracle to happen. I can adopt if I have the money, and I can still be trying it for a miracle to happen. Good morning once again, Ada. Dennis from VI. Okay, Dennis. Thank you very much for writing. Oh dear, it's 2 o'clock. Okay. You know what? We'll have this topic maybe for 10-15 minutes tomorrow. Phone line seriously buzzing, and we just have to go. It's 2 o'clock already. So yeah, thank you very much for being part of the show. We have this topic again. So if you've been trying to call and I did not pick up, please do well to call in by tomorrow. Yes, I'll have this topic for the first 10-15 to 30 minutes before we get into tomorrow's topic. Thank you very much. And tomorrow I'll give my take, as trust me, this question is pretty difficult. I am not even going to deny this. Being married and not having a child. Oops, we'll do this tomorrow. Thank you once again. Adablezy is my name. Feel free to hit me up on Instagram at Adablezy, Adablezy, and on Twitter at Ada_Blezy. And of course, do well to follow us at Nigerian Forward from Lagos. I'll be leaving you with a repeat broadcast of Hard Facts, followed by that of The Sunnyside and Morning Crossfire. And 5 o'clock will be the live broadcast of The Morning Crossfire. Take care of yourself.